Skoll Science on Viking Tuttle is presented by FreeM, official science partner of the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings Explores on Viking Tuttle is brought to you by Lando Lakes, feeding human progress.
Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Any ideas on who this week's mystery player is?
He's 6'2", 215 pounds, Minnesota Vikings wide receiver, Laquan Treadwell.
Now let's check in with Ben Lieber for another episode of Skoll Science.
All right, welcome to Skoll Science. I'm here with Linval Joseph. Big Linval is going to show us the bench press. And the importance, we're going to talk about the importance of bench press and what you do as a defensive tackle. So, as you can see, a very large man and very strong. So, let's get right to it with the bench press. Linval, when you come in the weight room and you're going to do bench press, how do you set up? Is the setup important for you?
Setup is very important because technique is always the key. And if you don't have perfect technique, you can hurt yourself and nobody don't want to get hurt.
Today on Skoll Science, we are talking about force. Force can be defined as energy that moves something. In other words, whenever you push or pull on an object, you're exerting force. Are there any stretches you do beforehand?
Let's talk about some stretches.
Yeah, so let's
sometimes,
do that.
If I'm really, really sore, if not, I grab some 5s or 10s. I will loosen up my shoulders.
I'll kind of do it with you here.
You can do it with me. So you got open can, you do open can as you go up, you just go back and forth, loosen up my shoulders. Should pop a couple of times.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
And then you go around, just loosen up your back.
Am I supposed to grunt while I do this? Because I feel like I've got to grunt while I'm doing this.
No, maybe just a couple side raises, just to get the muscles fired.
So these are just 5-pound plates.
5 pounds.
Just get your
pounds,
shoulders
just
going.
Just to loosen up a little bit. So whenever you load up a bar, you always make sure you want to check both sides. You just never know. Somebody might not hear you. And they might put an extra weight on there or vice versa. So I always check weight.
And these are important.
Safety first. You just never know. Your arm might give out or the weight might not be tightly on and slide off the bar. That's an accident waiting to happen. So you always want to make sure.
So these are
you
clamps.
Clip on.
So if you're gonna do any sort of weightlifting, you have to have the clamps on there. These just tighten down, secure the weights to the bar, and like Linval's saying, no shifting. This weight is not going anywhere. And you don't get an imbalance as you're
correct.
And now you're chalking up your hands.
Since most time when I lift, I like to chalk up because I sweat a lot, and I don't want my hands to callus the bill of my hands. One and two, I don't want the bars above my hands as well. Back in the day, I used to wear gloves, but now I'm old school. Now I wear no gloves. I want to feel the weight in my hand.
Wow, you go no gloves, huh?
See, you still got some calluses there for you.
Yeah, see, those are manly calluses.
Five for you.
I like it. All right, so you've chalked up. We're secure with the weight.
I always chalk up.
As always, I will be your spotter because, once again, you have to have a spotter.
So I always chalk up. I always put my two fingers there, measure that. And I come to the bar. The bar have three sets of line, as you can see. You have a small one in the middle to show the middle of the bar. And then I will slide my hands out. I will put my thumb on the edge. And I make sure the palm of my hand is on that second line right here.
515 pounds is about the weight of 9 third graders. So imagine Linval bench pressing 9 of you at once.
Take it off. Deep breath in. Nice and slow down. Touch my chest. Explode up.
So I think that's key right there, because you want to just go down nice, slow, and controlled, right?
Nice,
you don't
slow,
ever
control,
want the weight to fight
touch,
you.
Boom. You want to explode up.
The average weight of a toilet is between 70 and 120 pounds. So Linval can bench press 7 toilets at once. P.U. A brick weighs 5 pounds, so Linval can bench press 103 bricks all at once. Why is benching, why is it important really for everybody? Because let's be honest, football is played in here, right? Mm-hmm. We tell kids, you're engaging between the shoulder pads, the triangle between the under the chin and the shoulders, and you're not punching out here.
Correct.
So what is it about the bench press that you like and it's applicable to the football field?
Well, every time I come off the ball, I have to use my hands. Mm-hmm. I have sometimes over 600 pounds coming against me. 650, 700 pounds. Think about it. If I go against somebody 375 or somebody else 350, they're both coming on me. Now I got to defend two guys at one time.
Right.
So I have to be strong to hold the point of attack.
You ever just walk around during the course of the day and just feel like you can just move something just because you can move it?
Some days I do.
Hey, there's my TV console. I'm just gonna move that out of the way. No? I think if I was as strong as you, I think I'd just like challenge myself with like, I wonder, you know, if Mr. Incredible can do his lifting with the rail cars, maybe I can do something like that.
Nah, I want to hurt myself, hurt my back.
That's true. All right. Well, that's Linval Joseph showing you how to do the bench press and why it's important and how you can look like this specimen. All right, thanks a lot.
Up next, another young fan gets a shot at KidCaster.
And welcome to another edition of KidCaster, courtesy of the Vikings Entertainment Network. Indeed, I'm Paul Allen, Vikings play-by-play guy. And with the KidCaster, what we do is we find my main man, we find a kid, we show a Vikings play, they hear my call, and then after that, they see the play without my call, and they do the call. Thus, the KidCaster. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
What's your name?
Adam.
Nice to meet you, Adam. Are you ready to watch the play,
yeah,
hear it, and then make a call?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Viking?
Adam Thielen.
Who?
Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen, fantastic. Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Detroit Lakes, go crazy. Now, this play does not involve Adam, but it involves plenty of Teddy. Let's take a listen.
Teddy takes the snap, looking for his fourth touchdown pass, steps up, runs, inside the 10, to the 5, flag on the play, touchdown, Teddy!
Okay, basically all you need to know there is that Teddy Bridgewater is great, right?
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater's fantastic. Kids casting audience, Teddy Bridgewater, how about it? Let's pump it up a little bit right now. You ready to do this call?
Yeah.
You ready to do this call?
Yeah.
3, 2, let's see Adam.
Teddy snaps the ball. He runs for it. He's loose. He makes a touchdown. Touchdown, Teddy.
Yes. How about that? Yes. You're awesome. Are you trying to take my job?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
No. Another aspiring KidCaster, courtesy of the Vikings Entertainment Network. Good job.